Remember where, yeah.
Just to ask, I don't know if it's appropriate, but a question about something we discussed by lunch yesterday. Which is how the goyim right now.
Is it bad to hear?
The report in the paper was 150. It's 150 progeny from one sperm donor. They're afraid of consanguinity. They're afraid of brothers marrying half sisters. Yeah, but not afraid because of halacha. They're afraid because of the genetic consequences of increase in the recessive genes when that happens. So they are very concerned, but I think they're also concerned morally. They may not have our halachic sensitivities, but maybe because Issur HaRayos does apply in the Sefer Mitzvos Bnei Noach, not our details of it, but actually almost all the protests you hear were not coming from our side. They're coming from the secular world. Yeah. We have other problems with sperm donors. We have a problem there that you have a child without a father. So he's a shusuki. Shusuki is a psul, if you remember the last parak in Kedusha. Yeah. We don't want to have shusukis. Shusuki is a psul. So nevertheless, I say the... the science marches on, and it's even the statement that they want to limit it to 25 or something like that. You have to understand the sociology of it too. A woman who's goes in for infertility management or assisted reproduction, doesn't go to Jena Regveld. They don't come to Muncie from New York. New York, they come from Muncie because they have Columbia here, or NYU. But the fact remains that the high concentration of local people who go. I tell you, a long time ago, I'm talking about it was 1968-69, where Professor Smith was head of gynecology obstetrics at Albert Einstein. He lived in Great Neck. And he called me, and we met, came to Yeshiva, and he was not a Fum fellow, and he showed he got two invitations to a chasana, right? And he knows that both children were fathered by the same sperm donor. We went back to the chasana. From the Divi Havobi, actually, what happened to me, where you had a brother and sister, and it's two from couples too, two from families. And they met in camp like 6 years ago, so they were married for 6 years already. You know how our boys and girls, when they meet early, they keep on dating a long period of time. It's like a divorce. It's not a stopping a marriage. Very sad situation. And this is after invitations are sent out already. Okay? Let's get to the Gemara. It's a case of Avhus Shede Salomon Ayin. I told you the Gemara is a strange, the Gemara has done that several times to us already, where goes into a long sugya, and we know the answer already. The answer is, it's not going to be acceptable, period. Because of tekonas chachomim to asurit. So yes, we were up to on Tzadik Hei Yom Aleph. Right. Recall the last thing that we said. The last thing learned in Noach was what? The Bosa Nimso, right? B'yad Akum would be Mutu. Why? Because Rov Tafri Yisrael, the meat in town is kosher meat. Right? Therefore, you can buy from a goy also. In this case, so we're talking about, we knew there was a treifa in town, so it's chazik isura. Then it's also, even though, as Mo will point out, the principle of basar rov should apply anyway. Then goes Amarav. Amarav, you have to us basar kimin shenasar menayin also. This comes, right, as a kind of beetle of everything we said. We're trying to figure out why, under what conditions you can go ahead. It's chazi, whether it's a mokum shemachizim, mokum shemachizim. But the end result is you're going into a goy to buy the meat. Right, that's the end of the story. At that point, it's Boshel Salman Ayin. A Jew wasn't in charge. Comes Rav now, and so after it's all done, it tells you, but, Boshel Salman Ayin also. Right, so Morasi, Avis Kasha, Masri, Rabbi Omer, Makunin, Ritov, Yisrael. The halacha that was mentioned before. Both sides of Gehovim is muto, right? So how could you say Boshu Salman is also? What this tells, unbelievable tells. When you start the Gemara, when you want to identify or give me a dictionary definition of what Boshu Salman Ayin is, meat that was not under Jewish supervision. Nimtzo Biarakum is not under Jewish supervision. No, not so. What? Why? Look at Rashi. I'll see what Gemara says. And for the Gemara, Nimtzo Biarakum Yichovim Shaini. It says it was Nimtzo Biarakum Yichovim. What does that mean? Watch how Rashi defines that term. Pick up the Rashi to the Salomon Ayin. So Yeshua achash lo ra'u afilu hayamunach al shulchano. Okay, your mother came home shopping, put the meat on the table, then she went out again to do some shopping. When she comes back, that meat is also.
If there was a goy in the house, though.
Huh?
If there was a goy in the house.
No, as long as there wasn't a Jew in the house. The house is locked and sealed, right, with burglar alarms. Who knows? We'll have to analyze that in a minute. Okay. Comes the Bible and says, right? Nimtzeh v'arav gehovim shayni. Look what Rashi does with that. Nimtzo, shehoiso bechesa mishtamer, v'hu lo shochto, v'trefo lo mochol lo mochol. Avo b'shar, avo bosor hamunoch, shema ovim chofu. Pick up the Shulchan Aruch, you see. Obviously, start off with a clear statement. It's at Tekonas Chachom. Okay. What are we afraid of? Maybe crows. Right? There, who are looking for a resting place, they just grabbed a hunk of meat from somebody, right? And they fly into your kitchen, right? And they put it down on your table. But here, Nimtzo Shaini, here it was in a house, there was a goy there, and now problem of now nemonus of the goy, not about nemonus. Therefore, it was Bosor Hamishtamer. It wasn't Boso that would be Shama de Yisrael. But that's what the Mandoma holds. Nimtzo, as long as it was a normal, say, I'm not afraid that somehow meat got into the house. It wasn't a hefka place. Look at that again. Look carefully at the Lotchel Rashi. Shoyso becheskas hamishtamer. It's under control. Vulo shochto betofo lobocholo. Right? The goy didn't have an animal to shech. We didn't sell him anything. Remember that we set the social scene yesterday, but what you need key to understand the whole sugi is that meat was not available. No such thing, well, maybe he went out of shecht to a cow. No cow is available to shecht. Everything's under control. Therefore, avo bosor hamunach, but if it's there without any supervision, shema oven chofuhu. What? The birds came, right, and they saw this meat. They said, this meat is better meat than we have. So they left their meat, nicely packed. They also packaged meat nicely, right, with plastic covers. And put a blomb on it also. Okay. Remember, you're dealing with Zakonas Chachamim. All right? Just pick up one more, and then we'll go to the Shulchan Aruch. Toshma, we have here a machlokis. The Makshan held that it's also. The Talsin gives you this teres achilik. If it was what hefker left unsupervised, or whether you have what you have a trail, I can follow the meat. The meat was taken from a butcher shop, given to the goy. Right, I follow the trail. It stops there. There's nothing that induces me to go any further. It stopped there. That's where it is. It's munach. Therefore, what he says, nimso shiny. But if there's a trail you cannot follow because it was unsupervised, toshma. But again, that's a machlokis, the makshin and the tarzan. The Makshan asks, it should be also Rasbasar Salaman Ayin. And he makes a chilik between right, Nimso or Lat Nimso. Toshma, Motza Boboso, a town in which Jews and non Jews live. Hola Chacha Rov Tabochim. You find meat. You see, you go bust a wolf. If rova Yisrael, it's kosher. Im vushel, if it's cooked meat, right? Then what? You go bust a wolf. What rove? Rove housewives. Rove chefs. Rove cookers. Who's cooking? I don't follow already who shechted. Makes a difference. Goyim also buy meat. Therefore, if it's cooked meat, it's a big chilik whether a goy cooked it or a Jew cooked it. If you go Bosarov also, there are more goyim in town. They could be, the whole town could be under tabochim of Jews, but the ochlim are goyim also. Therefore, mevushel goes with the ochlim. Vichy temo. Hochanami benimso biad avim kachovim mevushel holacharov ochli boso mevushel holacharov boso v'nerzi. You tell me, you gave me a teres before nimso shiny nerzi. Let's see who's holding the meat. Either obri kachovim noketle, Yisrael noketle. Kasha is not really a very defensible kasha, because what he wants to say is that whoever found it, whoever found it, is the one you follow. That's not the same as we explained before, where nimso in the house, where my only chashash is maybe all of them bought it or didn't bring it. That I can say nimso shiny, but the Gemara assumes that nimso means the gzeira the rabbanon didn't apply when it's nimso at the hand of somebody, only when it's unsupervised. Look at Rashi. V'nechze, what e oved chov noketle, also the mistamer who bishlo, ela vaday binimtzer muto loretz kamar, v'kamar barov tafi Yisrael muto. What was it? But he's applying that same principle that we said before. That what? That there is no reason to suspect. Things are normal. If nimtzo, there's no reason to go and postulate. Maybe the meat came from another source. Therefore, I know it was found in by a Jew. Therefore, and it's mavushal. I assume a Jew is mavushal. If it was by goy, a goy is mavushal. Not easy to understand why the Gemara poses this as a synonymous with what we said before. Nevertheless, Gemara gives the same a teres that takes it away, right? And for the Gemara, you know it is, but omei b'roeyu. It was on the soup. In the case over there, motz over there, it's omei b'roeyu, meaning there was never a time when it was not under supervision. Anyone remember the sugya of Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid, that Sveiko Tomei, that we learned from Sota? Learned from Sota, right? Yeah. That's only when there's Yeshbo, there's a Bardas to ask. There's no Bardas, it's not like the case of Sota. The case of Sota is, it was Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid, meaning they had an illicit affair, there are two people involved. I know who to go to ask questions. I know what to do. But if it's Tamat a Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid, there's no Omid B'Ro'eyu, there was no individual around that you could ask, right? Then it's not a comparison to Sofek Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid. Similar logic goes over here. But you have to just remember, we talk about a Takonas Chachomim. When did the Rabbonon make that code? Shusha Yochid, Shusha Rabban Tumi is the Raisa. Here we're dealing with the Rabbonon. When did the Rabbonon make the Takone of Omid Royu? So if you accept that the real concern was Shema Olvimbo, hard for us to understand that, but nevertheless, if that is the reason for the Takone, that birds brooded in, then I can see a chilik. When it was under constant human supervision, Rabbanan didn't make the takona. That's essentially what the Gemara is saying here. Rabbanan made a takona. Here, it doesn't meet the conditions of the takona. The condition of the takona was when there's a sofik shema ovenbo. Therefore, whenever there is human supervision all the way down, we don't have that takona. Look at Rashi again. Ba'omid b'ro'eyu, mishor shanofar miyad ha'odom l'shom. There was under human supervision. You can call someone in and ask, you pass by the street at 2 o'clock. You saw a package there? Yeah, same package. I remember, I recognize the package. Right, at 3 o'clock, the same package there, etc., etc. So that I have, what? I have a deviation from the Takonas Chachomim. Therefore, Vafilo Hoya Ovid Kechovim, look, finish Rashi, the Nimtzo Be'arum Kechovim is Mutu, because the Takonah doesn't apply. Now we got to see what does the possibly mean. Maybe just since you people have a little bit of background about Hov and Kavua, just a few lines of the last Tesis. We'll do all the Tesis together. These Tesis are very critical Tesis. Look at the just the last tesis. Achadame would be nimse erav kechovim, nimso shiny. Im tomar, omar bekamid psochim. Got the last tesis on the page. Tisha tibur and shalmatza beechad shel chometz. A fella made bedikas chometz, right? His house is boduk, right? And he has outside, he has stored up, collected the chometz, right? And he has his matzah prepared to go into the house. So you have nine bundles of matzah and one bundle of chometz. But you also have bobishokol, right? So Moses says, oh, that's an easy case. Do you have to make bdikah in your house again? What's the shaila? From which bundle, all I saw was a mouse running with a piece of matzah in his mouth. I had piles of chomazik matzah and piles of pesach matzah. I don't know which one he took, but there were nine, right? Nine there of matzah and one of chomets. But that's simple. We had that halacha. Hainu, tesha chanios, right? The sfeiko also, pirish, the osa achbo b'shokol, right? Hainu sefer, the hashtag ki shokol nama achbo metziburim lishteri ki hocha de sharina nimsa b'erom kechomim mali nimsa b'fi achbo mali nimsa b'erom kechomim azin b'osarov. So why does he go there and say that he has to go ahead and make bdikah again? It should be the simple case, right, of basar chov. And for the Gemara, Yeshomar, okay, the hosam ayri shel inu shelokach min hatziburim shenolad hasofet b'mokom hakviyus, right? Okay, so we're not going to ask for a mathematical explanation of this, but we have a klal of kol kavua kamaktsal maktsal. So you have an unbelievable chidush in the halacha. If I found a piece of meat outside, I'm going to go basarov, right? Why? Because rov meat is kosher. Go basarov. If, however, you saw someone go in to a house and took the meat, and I don't know whether the house was a kosher house or a treif house, a goyish house, or then that meat will be also, because kol kavua kamaktsal maktsal. It cannot be that that's also not a takonas chacham. I've seen people try to give some kind of mathematical explanation why probability differs when you probability is established on the houses, or probability established what comes out of the houses. I don't understand it, so I can't share it with you. That's the takon. So therefore, to add to your understanding, when we're talking about the sugya of Bosra Zalm and Ayin, and it's a sugya halacha lamaisa, as we'll see. You have to understand we're dealing here with legalism, strictly takonas chachomim. It's the only way to understand the sugya. Stop here. You brought your day today? Okay. You're not going to make any sense of the sugya unless you know where you're going. So it happens that this is a simin that you required under our syllabus for your day. Okay, you're looking with somebody.
Is it basbachalos
or
what simin?
Sorry?
What simin, Rebbe?
What simin do we want? On Machol Yaakov. is it Sama Gimel?
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. Okay, right after we learned Eva Melachai Sama Beis, this is Sama Gimel. With us?
No.
You have you the
you can bring it down. That's downstairs. I can get
okay.
It.
So, you got it?
Oh.
You have you the no.
Nobody has it.
You people got to get a whole Yudaya, not a piece of one. They bought Yudaya that has only only a little bit in there. But. The Mephoshim, we don't look at anyway. So it's no value to you to buy the little. If you're interested in joining in among the great poskim, you have to know what everybody else says. Okay. It's a bit, the sugi is relatively simple. You'll be able to follow Baal Peh also. Listen to Aloche. Bosor hanimso mushel b'shuk. Now, find a piece, package of meat, fell off a truck. Holoch acharov. The whole, the Polish, we rub a Polish. Therefore, im hoyu rov mochim of the kochovim, most of the merchants, like would be in New York, right, most butcher shops, right, would be selling trefa meat, therefore also. Im hoyu rov mochim Yisrael, be a little town in Eretz Yisrael, and one of them sells. You and if you people ever saw these signs, but not too long ago there still was such a sign in Tverje. Kan mochim bosal lavan. Here we sell bosal lavan. What's bosal lavan?
Pig. Bosal lavan is pig.
Yeah.
The other white meat?
Yeah. There's the kibbutz Ein Gedi. Where I used to go with my wife Zichron Levracha there every year. We went there for 3 days. There, usually with an organization where they have shurim for women. Something Sora, Zichron Sora, something there. It's the most popular place for weekends in the yeshiva world, Torah community, etc. Right? You go 6 blocks, 5 blocks into the kibbutz, they have their own store. They sell chaza. The restaurant, however, is glut, 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 super glut. Such and such. V'chein boso hanimso b'yarovi kechovim. Zefo imhoi rov hamochem Yisrael muto. V'chein boso hanimso b'yarovi kechovim. V'lo noda mimi lo kach. Imhoi mochi boso Yisrael muto. Ze din tovo. Rove is rove. It's not that you now have meat that's a suffic kosher suffic treif. Once you apply the principle of rove, that meat is glad kosher. Ukvar osu chachomim kol ha-bosor ha-nimtso b'im b'shuk b'im yarkichovim af al-pi she-kol ha-mochim v'cholashoch to Yisrael. Okay, that we can live with. You have it in front of you?
I think so.
No. You have Sama Gimel. Page 264. No, it's not there. Okay. Oh, you have that? Kosher. Came along Chachomim and said it's also. Right? V'lo od, ela haloker bosor, v'nichu beveso. The case I told you before. Vinela minayin, also. Ela imkein hoyolo bo simon, Oshahoyolo bo tviyasayin. Vuhu makiru. Hu makiru vadai shuze. Oshahoyot soro vechosu. So if your mother goes out and buys meat, okay. And you came and wrapped up some paper, and the packaging, it looks familiar to her. That's called tfiyasai. Or to make it easy to understand, it's unlikely that a bunch of crows would have packaged the meat the same way. Right. So it's easy, tfiyasai is good also. Or it comes with a plumber. It comes with a sor v'chosum. Otherwise, it's also in the house. So if your mother takes out a chicken preparing for Shabbos, and it's out on the counter, and all chickens look alike, kosher chickens, kosher chicken, there's no much fear side of that chicken, and she goes out shopping, and she comes back, that chicken is also. Okay. That's okay. That's how we conduct ourselves. Okay, listen. Those who learned Eilei Metzias know that Tfiyas Ayin, Simon, I understand, Tfiyas Ayin doesn't work except for Talmud Chacham. And Amoraz is Neman on Tfiyas Ayin, whatever that's supposed to mean, how you define Talmud Chacham, Amoraz. Not here. Here, okay. Here they say Tfiyas Ayin, right? Not like in Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda, you need Tfiyas Ayin only of a reputable individual. Here, any. We trust everybody for Tfiyas Ayin. Okay. There goes this. Come to the next. So in case you miss that point. Tola kli molei chatichas boso. There were mice in the house. So that was once very customary. Again, I can tell you personally. My father's at Zal Shul, the Kamenetz Shul on the east side. They serve shalashudis. When you came in the Mincha time, the shamas went to prepare the shalashudis. Where was the shalashudis? It was hanging from a hook in the ceiling. The challah, the big bag, hanging from a hook in the ceiling. Why? There were mice. So make sure the mice don't get the shalashudis before you do. Therefore, tola kli mole chatichas boso. Mind you, it's his house, he put a hook on there, suppose for mice or something. Why would he hang up a clean molly? I give an example, that for some it was quite customary. Then, Ubo Moso Chatichos Veilo Bem Lo Simen Lo Tfiyasayin Hareza also. Why? She gets Roma. Also, boso shoye bikli giroso chaya. Most likely, mice came and they dragged away that meat which you had in the kli. Oh, sheretz. Well, right? Chaya, sheb chaya, they mean, but they have their chuldo, was there, what a chuldo is, a ferret, most likely. Yeah. Yeah. Vizer boso rachehu. But itolo b'masmer chiosibo sheyefshel l'sheres lito l'anir, then muto. But if he hung it on the hook and what, a place where they couldn't, and it didn't fall down. If it fell down, and it's on the ground, then I worry about a sheres taking it away. But if it's hanging, a sheres can reach naturally, right? L'anir then muto. ויש מתירן בוסו שנסר מנעין עם מוצו במוקום שניחו. Here's where we come to our halacha l'maisi. So what about this case of your mother's preparing for Shabbos. She has a chicken on the counter, and she goes out for a few minutes. According to the halacha, it's also, that chicken becomes also. Comes the Gemara and says, right? I'm so afraid, no, comes the Mechaba and says, Yesh matizin, if what? Emotso b'mokom shinichu. If she should come in and find that she left the chicken on the counter, and now she finds it on the sink, right? Now she has to worry about what, how do they get there. But if it's the same place where she left it, okay. That's a yesh matizin. V'aminig lahokit kesvor achona. V'afilu hoyot. We also are matir. That's our teretz, right? Nimso shiny. That the gzera was made only where there was what? A possibility of a suffix. And there's no one to be mavara the suffix. We don't talk about now the nemonus of the goy. No reason why, is it Messiah Chavitumu, no reason why there's any. And a question of the no. So even though even Nimso Yarakum, as long as there was no gap of time in which nobody was in charge, right? Then it is the we paskele kule. Okay. So that's what brought us to what I want to cover today. The is Shuvin Igus Moshe. What happens today in commercial traffic? you have it? You gave it out? Okay. Do people have it? No. Did you give it out yet? I thought we gave it out already. Great. This is written to Rabbi Dalia Felders. I mean, he has some svarim out on Halacha Lemaisa and Hilchos Aveilus, Hilchos Shabbos, etc. He was
Toronto.
A Talmud in Feres Yerushalayim many years before.
Yeah. Is the Rabbi Felder from Toronto?
That's his son.
Uh-huh.
He was Philadelphia, I think. What's the shaila? Yeah. How can I get kosher meat into the supermarkets, A&P, ShopRite, etc., etc.? Okay. Here's a rov in a town who was pushed by the necessity. You can't have everybody buy from an established butcher, because there are towns that don't have an established butcher, period. Many towns in America, not far from New York City, don't have a kosher butcher in town. Therefore, it's important to be able to get kosher meat into the supermarkets. But what happens with Boser Salmanai? Okay. That's the thing. Hine, bidvar ish echod. Okay, you have it. Asher rotze lasos bashgochas rabbanim mevokim meyashchita arach hamelicha. Right, kedin acha shchita melicha hadocha va kedin v'yisimu haboso b'matefo asher tiyeh chasumo b'ofen sheyefsher lezayif. And they're going to put it in a wrapping, which cannot be cannot be forged. Yefshel Zayev. Shoyimuto l'shaleach aliakum. Right. V'daito l'mocho gam l'chonio shanochim. Yeah, what's my problem? My messengers, my delivery service will be non-Jewish, right? The stores that will receive this wrapped up meat will be non-Jewish, right? Right? If you're allowed to buy from a sealed package, v'yefarsimu es ofen hachasumos teshiyu alochim shoyu ziyuv. That's the weak point in the tshuva. People will know, so that it's impossible for anyone to go ahead and forge, repackage in the same way. Because of that, the Blumber system came in. Well, it's no longer as strict as it used to be. But you wouldn't buy a chicken from a supermarket. It didn't have that metal Blumber on that piece of chicken that you buy. Don't see that anymore.
Turkeys, I think, still have
them. Huh?
Turkeys still
big,
have
them. Well, you go ahead and you buy a cut of chicken, you don't find that you have a Blumber on each of the pieces. Right. Why? They count on the packaging. Right. Package, now I saw already in supermarkets from our local place, Meal Mart, and become national. He has stuff that also has. He sent me a sample there. Still have it if you people want. Choned. If you want, you go away for Shabbos. You want choned. It's in the package where you open the package and it self-heats. When you open the package, there's a layer, a section on the bottom, that some chemical reaction, right? And it heats. Obviously, you can't use it for Shabbos, but if you're desperate for children on a Wednesday night, Thursday night, you can come to Muncie and the gas station sells children. On Thursday night.
It's a part of a challenge.
Huh?
It's a part of a challenge.
Part of it. In Muncie, you can't sell non-part of a challenge because nobody eats the same meat you eat. And so,
You take it out of the nozzle next to the...
Huh?
It's like with the gas you put in the cars, they have a nozzle for the challenge. And
you're too... Okay.
I forget which gas station it is. Fifco, maybe. I
don't know. Complicated the picture. There's a very reputable Pelush on a number of Masechtos called Zkan Aaron. Zkan Aaron by Rabbi Aaron Volkin Zatzal, held in high esteem in the yeshiva world. Right. And he has also Shilas Achubas of Zkan Aaron. And Shilas Achubas of Zkan Aaron, look at the end of the paragraph, right? Sover Heched Adovo Shelakum Lo Mahane Simen Achsumos. Right? Kiim Shomer. At the Bosa, the at the Murius. Right, what's Murius, if you remember? Huh?
Pishash.
What?
Pishash, right. Sounds disgusting, but.
That was somehow it comes up over and over again in the Gemara as something which people bought on the market, a kind of a fish sauce, or fish condiment. It's a condiment, it seems. Right. Maybe something the Chinese bake nowadays, they put it under the house and stays there for a year, then they eat it and they get intestinal cancer. Yeah. Okay. Hine lefi ani zaiti ein lochus klau. Lahor shemachmir hagon rab Aaron Wolke. From the case of Mulius, you see that if it belongs to a goy, they're not willing to be matir. Therefore, any, belongs to a goy, I'm sorry, that's not exactly right, is biyaraku, it's in the goy's possession, then the bosos and salam and ayin should apply, just as it applies to the fish sauce. That's the time. He said, well, how about wine? He says, also, wine you can't buy from a goy, even if it's sealed. He says, but we don't pass that way. It's ayin betul simikuv ramamet, which ain't balatrumos, right? And the Ramor brings him naloche, sheistis mecholov, linin hano ayin sham, shu afrafi din hashas shayov, the ovidazor mamish. Sholachain koshkein, shebebosso, koshkein bemulius. One of the special comfort I should have had to just go against everybody. He says, it cannot be that a thing which is sealed, there is no suffix whatsoever, and it's the original. It cannot be that the Isa came because Nimsa Biyarakum. You don't find that any place in Shas. And Asugi Paker, Nimsa Biyarakum is a mile. Right? It means it was under human supervision. It says, therefore, and this is all this whole tshuva is based on what's called a Balabatish Yisroel. Cosmos, to be able to seal something and says V'efshel Azayif isn't so easy. You would have trouble doing it. Oh, big company, right, with their machinery and their sealing equipment and so on, they can work that out. Therefore, if you had a responsibility to keep something under supervision, it'd be a lot easier to have a human being supervise it than to try to design some kind of way where it's E.F. Shalazayev. That requirement, the E.F. Shalazayev, you can't possibly, fraudulently, you cannot possibly do it. Therefore, he says, where the Gemara says that and it's Biyad, it seems to be Biyad Akum, that's because that's easier than a Chosim. But if there was a Chosim, it'd be just as good. Look inside. Elo shoy elo ze yosakal. You have it in the second paragraph, about 10-12 lines down. Elo shoy elo ze yosakal milasos chosmos. Mekain the. Okay, once here, take off now. Jump to the next column. That's why it's right on our Gemara. Avol be'etzem ain't tzorech lezeh. You don't need this analysis that when it says you that it's biyarak that only biyad Yisrael not biyarakum. That's because we're talking about cases where it's hard to make a chosim a seal that's yefshe lezayiv. Yeah. Avol be'etzem he says ain't tzorech lezeh. Do chazin and bechul and daf sadik hey. Ba'akum shemochim b'makol in bosakosha, shalokhim imitabachi Yisrael, mutar likos behem Aflachav, the Osa, Bosar, Samen, Ayin. Rav started off a sugi, he started off the sugi, Omar Rav, Bosar, Sarayim, and Ayin is also. And then the sugi develops that if Nimso is shiny, the Gemara answers, didn't you, it was in that, it was never unsupervised, so I don't have to worry about maybe Ovin brought it, maybe a Sheretz brought it. Right. Then the Gzera doesn't apply. So why are you questioning? He says, "Afl Rav de Ose Bosa Samen Ayin." Right? Vein so chafilu chosav echod lo chashinu shem yovi nevela mi beisol ki isum toisosum mishum daznin bosa rov bosa afshel l'shaler bosa al yidei Yaakov soch lo chosav beto chosav hatam kosav ashach sheposig mishum she'ein shayach lochach shechufi b'nevela shem beisol eidu soch yachlef harei akol shalom. But we didn't get to that. Shach analyzes. He says we have to look at the motivation of the goy. Why does he want to do something? Why does he want to do anything? Why does he want to get mixed up? You see, you sent him a package. Why should he want to change the package? So if he says, if he's beveso, right? He says, shein shayach lochosh lichufi bedevela shebeveso. Del eizu tzorach yachlev harei kol shelo. Vakavanoso, the whole lahachlif, right? Ein shayach lochosh da kol shelo el shema yeshlo gam nevelo yimcho gam azez nevelo. Avol es hakosha shelo kavitav Yisrael gam kein vada yimcho. Nimso shahov shemocho hu min hakosha. Avol viachshar shrazin mosu hu. Unbelievable tales. What does he say? Take the supermarket fellow. He's interested in selling meat. He doesn't care whether a goy comes to buy trefa meat, a Jew comes to buy kosher meat. He sells what he has. Why should he make any monkey business with the meat? The goy will buy the meat he wants. The Jew will buy the meat he wants. He's just interested in selling. He has no personal interest in with that, whether this meat, this package should be a kosher package or a non-kosher package. That's because he's interested, right, in getting rid of all the meat. But he said, V'rak b'sholeach u'mavke b'yidayakum. I underline that for you. Dika l'mechash l'chlufi shimso l'firachsha shiti rak treifo. That's what also. What if you go ahead and you're sending it to the shliach? The shliach has now some personal considerations. He doesn't have meat to sell. He's a shliach. He has a packet of kosher meat. He knows that this packet of kosher meat, he can go ahead and go into a Jew. We buy from Goyim meat, it's Rov Tapri Yisrael, and sell this meat at $5 a pound, whatever meat sells for nowadays, no, $8 a pound or something, right? Versus a dollar and a half for trefa meat. So he'll go ahead, he'll sell this package to a Jew, go buy himself some trefa meat, right? And repackage it. Then the issue comes only one thing. Can he repackage at the same way that the other was packaged? Then the Ziv comes in. Then the whole issue, well, not because it's in a goy's possession. A goy's possession where he's a mocher and he sells everything in kol dich and yeseh v'yechol, whoever wants will come and buy. He has no interest in changing anything around. The shliach could indeed have a personal interest, some profit margin that he has for himself if he goes ahead and gives the good meat to a Jew at a high price and buys cheap meat, but then it all relies on can he repackage it the same way that it was. So if the first packaging was a proper chosem, a proper simen, then it should be muto, even for the shliach. Look at saying the words a minute. So rak b'sholeach umavke b'dakum, not by a butcher shop, not by a supermarket. Dikel mechus lechlufi. There you worry about maybe he'll change the meat around. She didn't sell if he achshash he ite rak treifa. Then ubi also lochein gam kan. In our circumstance, he efshala akum lahasig ma teifos lekonus in my chosmos. He can't get that wrapping material and the seals that was in the original packaging, right? V'litin shom boso nevela elatzoch likar dafke im a boso shebehen. What can he do? He wants to switch the meat around. he can't possibly. All he can do is buy another package of meat with the same wrapping, because it's the wrapping that determines whether it's kosher or not. Therefore, it's no chilik whether the shliach, whether the delivery service, whether the trucks that deliver the meat have only goyim on there. If you can mark your meat in such a way that it's not possible, it's yufi, then it's perfectly okay. Likewise, when it gets to the supermarket, if you can only package in such a way where it's yefshel azayif, then it should be no takonas chachomim applying to it. That's the point. The takonas chachomim is what's bothering us. As you see, the extreme that the mechaber goes to, package a meat falls on the floor, right? Wasn't supervised. There's already a shasha boser salam
and
ayin.
And the case in the Shulchan Aruch was that if you tied it up, so that was a simon, that was good enough. Is that correct?
Yeah, what?
If it's just tied up, so that there's a simon.
Yes, no, it has to be tied up in such a way that it should be a simon, that people know that that's a simon that he doesn't know.
As in he doesn't know, so he can't copy.
He shouldn't be able to.
So if the guy knows that you tie it in a certain way,
of course,
it won't.
No. That's why. Remember, I mentioned yesterday the real shailus that we have today is that many supermarkets, Fairview, Fair something, there repackages meat. In other words, they buy Empire in boxes like you have over there, right? And they put into smaller packages. They have a mashgiach. There's where the weakness comes in. Then you're going with the original packaging, then you're relying completely on the mashgiach and the new packaging. Right? So there you got to find who the mashgiach is. Right? If the mashgiach is someone who's reliable also means knowledgeable. He knows what's happening. In the scandal in Muncie, what happened was a Breslauer trusted the mashgiach. That was the problem. Abbasa never checked himself, see what's happening, how to do it. He trusted the mashgiach. Mashgiach has a fine reputation. He was a bal musaf in his shul, or one of the shuls that in Muncie. Yeah. Yeah. And this fellow flipped. There has to be so. I mean, can't imagine his doing it. He ran off to Eretz Yisrael, though we never heard of him again. And when he was bombarded with letters and telephone calls there, that he owes money, he has to do something, he has to make some compensation. What he did, his answer was, and he wrote a letter to Old Rabbanim Muncie, that he's now under the instructions of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael, and he'll do whatever they tell him to do. That's the last we heard from him.
Just I have kashrus alerts that I get once or twice a week.
Yeah, but it doesn't say anything. I get it also on my email, but it doesn't say anything.
Well, sometimes they do. Depends on
the what they say is they want you to advertise with them.
What I've seen is a scary thing sometimes.
Yeah, right.
That different hashkachas that the machines that print out the labels are, I don't know, on site or whatever, they're the wrong labels, they get the wrong hashkacha on it, or the most, the funniest,
you in my house, I show you the can I have in the house, pork and beans.
Yeah, I was going to
with
say.
With star K hashkacha, big letters, pork and beans, big star K hashkacha, right? Yeah.
One of the local
restaurants ordered, like Heinz baked beans, from this company, and they got a delivery of pork and beans with and it was pork and beans. Oh, the labeling, as we talk about the labeling machine, one had pork and beans, one had, and so they went ahead, they ran out of labels on the pork and beans, they ordered new labels, right? So they thought that the company symbol is the star K.
It's part
so
of
they put the star K, star Bronx, they had the polka music.
Getting not just to the package, the prepackaged, but the repackaging. So there was an alert that I saw a month or so ago about that this store somewhere had recently gotten a Beis Yosef Hashkacha, and so then they were repackaging. They had pork chops under the Beis Yosef because they messed up on the labeling.
Just now in Baltimore too, they I got an email from my son. Also that is the problem. There's no doubt. If you've ever been in an industrial place where they, they take the Heinz plant. I've been in the Heinz plant there. The tumult that goes on there, it suffers coming out of the autoclave. It's in the autoclave sterilizer, the canned goods. There are no labels on them. Labels on them, it would come off during the autoclaving process. So the labeling is done after. So you have non-Jews, right, loading up the wagons with the stuff out of the autoclave and moving it to the labeling machines. The two labeling machines, one was labeling kosher and one was a plain non-kosher, were not further apart than this room. All you need is for someone to make a little turn to the right or turn to the left, right, and the labels change. Yeah, but that's hashgacha. That's the problem. That in addition to knowing what the Shulchan Aruch says, has to be some kind of a proficiency in understanding the industrial process, and that's where the OU came into the picture. When it was private hashgacha, it was really not possible to be sure that things are kosher, because the private hashgacha depended upon one fellow in a big plant, things running, the cans are coming off. If you've ever been in these plants, the cans are coming off on tracks running along up the ceiling down to the pits. You need people who are trained to be able to handle that kind of hashgacha. When you had individual rabbonim, it was really, really almost impossible for them to keep up, and that's why little by little individual hashgachas disappeared. Right? It became organizational, because you need an organization to be able to follow this up. And that's why, in fact, everything we have very, very, very few private hashgachas there. What we have is a private hashgacha added, a rebbe's hashgacha, something added to a can of tuna, etc. On the basis of the private hashgacha, I wouldn't buy that can. But they have an OU and they want an additional hashgacha. And the OU allows it, the OK allows additional hashgacha. Okay, I mean, let's finish off. I want to say something on Kiyah Shofar yet. Again, I underline the key words for you. Look at the next paragraph. Kiven de bemoche leke klalach shash chiluf meyache de boche akol. Right? Then comes another important chilik between Murius Yayin and our case of selling meat to a butcher to a supermarket. Yeah. Again, we're dealing with the mitzius. What could a guy do wrong? Well, wine, he can take this wine, right, and be menasa la vidazor. really are necessary. Therefore, why needs special kind of hashgacha? Right. Muris, the fish, he could throw in a trefer fish, catfish. But in the case of Boso, right, in the case of Boso, we have where what? Well, all meat is, all Boso is kosher meat. What then you're afraid that Osir L'chufi says there is Rak B'murius Echem B'yayin She'yochol Esol Gamez HaKosher Avol Lo B'boso She'es HaKosher Ein Yochol Esol. Right? What he has in his hands, he can't ask it. The fellow who has the Murius, who sells the Murius, could right now make a treif. He'll put a tablespoon of lard in it. It's B'yodo, right, L'esol. Therefore, the chash is different. But over here, avolo b'boso es hakosher, the meat ein yochal esol. What then? Achshu mishash. Maybe he'll change it for other meat. So we pointed out if he's a supermarket that sells whatever he has, there's no shash of chiluf. Zeleke b'mocher shemocher es hakol. Therefore, he concludes there with a halacha l'maaser. Just look at the last paragraph. Very nice, important first line. B'dvar im nochon laso zeh. Okay. That's call your attention to the chilek between halacha and halacha lemaaseh. Maybe analysis of halacha. Maybe you shouldn't do a bit. Why do you start up? Well, people want to buy kosher meat, they should go to a kosher butcher shop, right, on the good hashgoche, but maybe you shouldn't do it. It says, ובדבר אם נכון לעשות זה, right? So he says, no, he says, you're right, צדק, quote also, שיהיה מזה תועלת לאורי הסודה. Suburbs, right? In New York, we have no trouble, right? In Williamsburg, to buy kosher meat, in Borough Park, to buy kosher meat, there's no problem. What do you do in Ori Asoda? Right. Yeah. I have a grandchildren living in, my son-in-law is the, my son's son-in-law, is the Rosh Kollel in Palo Alto, Avi Leibowitz. Yeah. No meat in Palo Alto. Meat has to come from Los Angeles. Palo Alto has a whole bunch of Jews. Most don't eat kosher. The few who do eat kosher, Osama doesn't pay for anyone to open up a butcher shop. So they get their meat sent in from Los Angeles. וגם כיוון שאין שום טעם לסו, הרי אם ימנו רבונם מבוקים, okay, if you get a proper frumkeit, you say, well, we don't want to get involved in such things. Sending meat to a goyish delivery service to a goyish supermarket, right, and count on the chesimos, and count on your blumbers, that they may be better not. We know what will happen. Yimtzu einam ruyim. The conservatives will take over. Right? Sheyashichu, right? Kemo shekosev, v'lechein tov sheyashgichu al zeh rabbonim muvokim, v'ashgocha rabba, right? Kemo shekosev. It comes a societal consideration, right? The sociology of the thing. Okay, that's as far as we'd like to push this. We'll go back to the sugya. Want to add a little bit more to the schedule.